welcome to the Ellis and Kelly show, big show. Today, I'm here with Kelly.
Hi, Ellis, how are you?
All right, you?
Not bad. So it turns out Ellis and I are the only two who turned up for the big show today. Even our regular host, Ewan, got so bored of it, he has decided to start off and leave it to his son. So
yeah,
you get the two of us today.
Yeah, the other four are just like, they're not here. No.
Yeah, for whatever reason. So we can talk smack about him if you want to.
Yeah.
So I guess we should talk a little bit about technology, but I think we should start with definitely the newsiest item of the day. The biggest piece of news, at least for people who generally listen to podcasts and things, yeah, is probably that this morning Leonard Nimoy passed away.
Oh yeah, my dad was telling me about that, actually. It was like, he was the Spock out of Star Trek.
Yeah, the original Doctor, or Mr. Spock. He's not actually Doctor. Yeah. He was the original Mr. Spock on Star Trek. He also really embraced that. He was in the early films, and he, you know, went to the conventions and stuff. There was a stretch of time, and I know this is all way older than Ellis is, but there was a point in time where Captain Kirk really wasn't, the guy that played Captain Kirk really wasn't a fan of going to conventions and letting the nerds come up and go, "Hi, Captain Kirk, you're really awesome."
Yeah.
But Leonard Nimoy was never that guy. He always really enjoyed it, and he loved that he did something that people loved so much. So, it's very sad that he's gone, because he was a big part of nerd culture and was one of the people who was like, yeah, I like Star Trek. I liked doing Star Trek. I liked being in Star Trek movies. I'm not embarrassed of any of that stuff. I'm proud of the work that I did. And I like all of the, nerdery, I guess, that it goes around with that. And, you know, he really, he came to terms with it a lot earlier than a lot of people did, to be honest. And there's a nice photo of Mr. Nimoy there on the feed. he also did, he did other stuff. The most notable, probably to most people, is the video of the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins, which I think is really funny.
He also played quite a big part in Star Trek. As,
yes.
He was one of the lead characters.
He was, and not just in the original series, or TOS as people call it, but then he also was in all of the movies that started in, I think, 1980, and he was in all of those up until Star Trek Generations, which I think was 1982, and then beyond that, he made appearances in the rebooted, air quote rebooted, Star Trek films.
Yeah.
So he did some good stuff. He did a really funny video, Ellis, if you haven't seen it, of the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins, which is really entertaining. And he also did, after he sort of quit doing movie stuff, he spent a lot of time on photography and some other art stuff, and it was pretty awesome. So he was a great guy, and he made a huge contribution to a whole lot of people's lives, because people really love Star Trek. So it's very sad now that he's gone. He's not the first of the original series cast to pass away, but he had one of the largest parts in the show and in the films. So because he was sort of Captain Kirk's sidekick,
yeah,
you know, most of the time. So
yeah,
so it's kind of a bummer that he's gone now, because he's going to be a big loss. So.
That's right.
Cernak says he was in Fringe, too, which I had forgotten about.
Oh, yeah. He also, like, if he was a photographer, what kind of, like, photography was he in, too?
He did a variety of things. I'm trying to think what some of it was. He did, I'm trying to look really quietly, and I'm not doing a very good job because I have a loud keyboard. But he did some, I know he's done some people, like some portrait photography, and he did some, I know he's done a lot of people photography, which I think is really fun. And he also did a lot of, older, like back in the day, like, you know, on the set of Star Trek, there's like candid behind the scene shots.
Incoming call from Doc Rock.
Looks like we've got a call.
Do you know how to answer him?
I don't know.
Or do we need Dad to come back?
Do we need Dad? Oh.
Maybe, maybe not. So he's, anyway, Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Spock, he was a lovely fellow and he did a lot. He's a great, he was a really interesting guy.
This is where we work out and... what the delay's like. which line is he on? He's here.
I think so. Hello, care to join us?
Hey, Doc.
Hey, live long and prosper.
So, just to get you up to speed,
yep.
Ewan has sawed it off, and it's you, me, and Ellis today.
Nice.
Thought you should know.
Who's the chubby guy blocking the camera?
That was...
some dude.
Some dude, yeah.
Maybe Ellis will chase him out of the studio.
Maybe.
Nice. It's cracking. Nice shirt, Ellis.
Thanks. It's Dad's.
It's wrong show, though.
What? Yeah, get your dad to give you the shirt off his back. He's wearing the Big Show shirt right now.
Hey, how's my audio? Is it okay today or is it being goofy?
Yeah.
No, you're all right.
You're fine.
All right, cool. You never can tell these days. This stupid Nessie is worse than Wesley. Don't. We're not on Ooh. Yet, Karen. You can walk back and forth. And then Kelly would say, "Oh, Karen."
Got a million.
Oh,
you got a million. Karen said you got a million.
I did.
Got a million what?
So we're playing this...
don't worry, I can edit.
We're playing this ridiculously addictive game called Disney Tsum Tsum. T-S-U-M, T-S-U-M.
Short for tsunami.
And it's this matching game where like little Disney stuffed animals drop out of the sky and then they... and they stack up, and then you have to run your finger over them to match them up and make them disappear. And I finally got a million points in 60 seconds. So I'm pretty excited.
60 seconds, wow.
I'm almost at 2 million, Kel.
I know. It's fun, and it's super cute. And the problem is, the only two friends I have in the app, because you can use the Line app to sign in and then compete with other people. And the only two friends I have in it are Doc and Karen, and so I'm always dead last until there's like a couple of hours on Sunday morning when I'm up and I play a little bit and they haven't woken up yet, and so for like one brief shining moment every Sunday when they reset the scores, I'm first.
So they're like, you get that little head start.
Yeah, but it's like, ooh, I got 600,000 points, and then like noon, I check my phone, I'm like, oh, Doc woke up, he's at 1.5 million. Oh, there's Karen and her 2 mil.
Yeah,
so basically, Sunday morning, I am awesome at Tsum Tsum, according to my leaderboard, and it's free. It is a freemium game, so you can pay to get extra coins, because what you do is you accumulate coins, and then you use the coins to buy other characters to play with. And depending which character you're using, you get different abilities. So, there you go.
Cool.
It's a free iOS game. I don't know if it's on Android or not, and it is a ridiculous amount of fun. As long as you have somebody who kind of sucks in your leaderboard, so maybe sometimes you're ahead.
Yeah, it's on Android.
Okay.
Freaking Ewan put my thing on the big screen right when I stuffed a piece of scone in my mouth.
Yeah.
Thanks, dog.
Yeah, if you've ever noticed that my video accidentally drops out, it's usually because it's like, oh, I have this last giant bite of something that I was eating for lunch. And so the video will drop out for a minute, and then it's like, nah, 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 and then it comes back because I'm done. So.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget about the British Tech Bash on the 4th of July.
We're not that far yet, Ellis.
Kids go free.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Hey, you forgot to mention the curry, Ellis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're not that far. Spoilers.
He's practicing.
I know. Look at you switching the video and everything like a boss.
Bruh, tell me that icon, the queen supposed to be, doesn't look like Gamut.
What?
No, but one does approve. So, you know, she's got that going for her.
Yeah. After all, she is like...
So, Ellis, how much smarter than your dad are you? Wait, can he hear us or no?
What?
Live on the stream, so in like 60 seconds, he's going to come stomping back into the studio and holler at you.
Yeah, it's delayed quite a bit.
All right. So you didn't answer the question. Don't hide. He's not here. Don't worry. I'm almost as big as he is. I can protect you. from
actually half a world away.
Miles away.
Oh, we're getting...
Okay.
he's right down there.
Okay, never mind him. Who's smarter, you or your sister?
Who's... Gamut's a queen, apparently.
I'm gonna press record. Can you say that again? I'm gonna press, what is that, audio hijack? And I'm gonna make a sample. Gamut's a queen.
I like the apparently after that. Apparently.
Well, it says it is, so... There's some guy in
I kinda like the new host better than the old guy.
Yeah, the new host is kinda fun. So, Ellis, tell us about what technology you have. Like, what do you use in your in your everyday life?
Well, technology is basically an advanced way of life. So having technology is a big leap for us, basically. And the stuff that we can use it for is just amazing. Wait, no, that didn't answer the question. I'm sorry.
No, that is awesome. But, like, do you have your own phone?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
Nokia 520.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's okay. It's good for calling and texting and that.
Okay. Yeah. Does it have a camera?
Off the old block, rocking a Nokia.
Does it have a camera?
Yes, it does, actually. You can also get those little attachments for the camera on the side where you hold it by the bottom and then you can click this little button. Dad used to have one.
Yeah.
And,
Do you enjoy it?
Well, I don't have it. I like my phone, yeah. I've got loads of friends and that, so...
Do you take a lot of pictures with your phone? Or do you have a separate camera that you use more?
Not really. I don't really take... many photos. I'm usually texting to my friends or listening to music or something on it.
Okay. So what music do you have on your phone right now?
Well, I don't really download music. I kind of like listen to it off YouTube.
Okay. What do you like?
I don't know. I just listen to any old music that pops up, really.
Docu-audio has gone.
He can't say Snoop Dogg in front of his dad.
Sure he can. Like, his dad knows what that is.
I just said it.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do, Doc?
He's like, listen to gangster rap. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Gangster He's like, rap. My phone, Eazy-E, top to bottom. Okay. Well, so you don't have, like, a favorite band or anything?
What?
No. Do you have, like, a favorite band or a favorite artist that you like to listen to?
I can tell you what band I hate, but I can't tell you which one that I particularly am in favorite with at all.
I think I'm the same as you. I can tell you bands I hate, but I can't tell you ones I absolutely love because there's so many.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's
really?
That's a very prolific thought for, what are you, 16?
Me? Jesus, no. Nah, I'm a bit actually younger than that.
Well, we just spit it out, youngin.
Spit it out.
Yeah, how old are you?
Didn't we determine earlier, Ellis, that you're 11?
Yeah, you did actually. Doc, you weren't here for that.
Yeah, see, Kelly, I wasn't here for that. I'm gonna hire Ellis to send all my billing requests. Hey, look here. You haven't paid Doc for the money you owe him. So make me come over there.
Wait,
it'll
me?
Be awesome. It'll be awesome. They'll be like, hey, Harry Potter just called me and said I owe Doc money.
Harry, you're a wizard.
That would be kind of
Oh my god, this kid's awesome. Ewan, you're fired.
Wait, wait. Do it again. Do it again, Ewan.
Harry, you're a wizard.
Karen, Ewan is busy setting up the studio. So wait, you see Kelly right now, but his son is sitting in while they're getting everything reset up. He's so hilarious.
You can like, still talk to Dad. He's in the locker.
No, it's not while we're getting everything set up. This is the show.
This is the show.
We're doing it. We're in the middle of it now.
Yeah, it was just you the Ellis and Kelly show, mid-program. But now it's the Ellis, Kelly, and Doc Showman.
Yes. So now we have a show title. It no longer rhymes.
Yeah.
And then yeah, Doc, your audio's gone.
Yeah, your audio's like...
Your audio's gone crap.
It's gone...
I pressed the button.
Okay, but if you hit mute, I bet it gets a lot better on our end.
Oh, you mean after pressing mute once it killed it?
Yeah.
Press it again, let's see. Yep, there you go.
Oh my god, I didn't touch anything, but I pressed mute once.
Where's your phone?
Stupid.
Because that sounds like phone interference.
My phone?
No, where's Doc's phone? Because it sounds like when I hold my phone too close to my Nessie, it makes that noise.
Oh, yeah. That little light.
Okay, now I'm moving my phone. Now what?
Okay, well, now you just sound like a wind tunnel, so that's better.
Why did it change? You know why? Because I think it's the built-in EQs. Like, it goes silent when it comes back, it tries to EQ, so it doesn't know what the heck it's EQing off of.
So,
does it still sound horrible?
Not as bad. It's getting better. Hit mute and then unplug the cable from the back of the mic and plug it back in and see if that makes it happy. Mine hasn't ever had this problem, actually, so that's kind of weird. I don't know, Doc may be in the market for a new
microphone. Guys just asked me in the
yeah, you're good.
In the British Tech Network lobby. He said, do you follow Stampy Cat or the Diamond Mine Guard? Actually, I watch both of them. I watch the Diamond Mine Guard more than Stampy Cat, I'm not.
Okay.
I'll try and answer as many questions as possible. So tell me your questions and I'll try and answer.
Yeah, let's bring it. So, I wanted to ask you... Ellis, I was asking you about the tech that you have. So you have your own phone. Do you have your own computer?
No, I have a phone and iPad, PS3, an Xbox, and I think that's about it.
Okay, so what's your favorite Xbox game?
Probably Titanfall. I played that when it came out. Well, not when it came out.
Okay. And then, and you said you have a PS3?
Yeah.
So what's your favorite game there?
That's actually a really hard one.
Okay.
I've got, like, my top three here. Probably...
Okay, what are they?
I've got the Far Cry 4, Minecraft, and Black Ops 2.
Okay.
Oh, and Advanced Warfare, top four.
Oh, okay.
A guy asked me, can you do an Obi-Wan Kenobi impression?
I was just going to say that.
I'm not even going to try. I'm sorry, mate.
It'll be better than the previous Obi-Wan Kenobi impressions we've had on the show, so if you want to, you are by all means more than welcome.
Oh, yeah, Doc, why didn't you try it?
These are not the droids you're looking for.
Oh.
Now see, yours might be better than that, right, Ellis? Give it a shot.
Mine? You're kidding, right?
No, not at all.
Nah.
Like, see, you have the accent built in. We both have to try.
Yeah, I can say Augie bin Doggy, the radar is jammed.
These are not the droids you are looking for. Oh god.
There you go. Very nice.
Good job.
I would like to point out that is so far the superior Obi-Wan Kenobi that we've had so far in at least my history in the program.
Doc, I think your audio's humming again.
Me?
Yeah, your audio's just went humming.
Oh, I don't hear it at all now.
To the other side of Cleveland. I am so mad at it.
No, no. Deep breath. Doc, you should try that new one from, who is it? Audio Technica?
No, I'm over it. I'm buying a Procaster because I have to do the new show with Ewan, and I don't want to go through this crap anymore.
I'm
buying a Procaster when I get back. Not Podcaster, because I hate USB mics after this crap.
Okay, what's the Procaster?
It's the
XMR. Is that another Rode?
Yeah. It's going to be a little bit softer now, because I switched to my in-camera mics for this.
Oh, you know what? That sounds pretty good, actually.
It's basically a XLR version of the Podcaster.
Okay, so it's a Rode mic.
R-O-D-E, the name of the company. Campion UK says Ellis knows more about tech than Greeny.
Oh, God, that is ever so true.
Okay, so Batwench would like Ellis to say Shaba. So in order to do this, Doc, I'm going to have you give us the yardstick Shaba, and then Ellis, just copy Doc, okay?
What, Shaba?
All you have to do is say it. I promise.
Oh, God. He said the yardstick Shaba.
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
Procaster is
my teacher. Bro, that's funny. That's it, Ellis. Okay. You just got to go. Shaba.
That's it.
No, you got
you
got
to say it like with feeling. Shaba.
Shaba.
There you go. Winner. Get that kid a contract.
Much better.
Batwench asked, do I still like turtles? Yes, I do, and I'm still planning my massive invasion.
Very nice.
See, Batwench, I told you it's turtles and British.
Ellis, you should do a podcast, which will make a perfect. We're actually hoping to make one like this every Friday, if Dad will let me.
That would be awesome. Who do you want to have as a guest?
Tell your dad that Uncle Doc gives you full permission.
It'd be like us three.
Dude, that would be awesome. Okay, so, what was the thing I wanted to ask you? Oh, Doc, Audio Technica makes a $50 mic that is both USB and XLR, and it sounds pretty awesome.
I know.
Okay.
It's the Audio Technica 1220.
Yeah, Audio Technica
AT 1220 or AT, something like that. We had this conversation. But I guarantee you is nowhere near as good as a Procaster.
Well, it's probably not, but it's a whole lot less money, and it's probably 80 or 90% of what the Procaster is.
Yeah,
so by the time you compress
I like about cheap one.
Okay, well then buy one from me and I'll upgrade my Nessie too.
Except Kelly will up the price like extra because she wants the money.
Oh, you know she figured it out.
Oh, I'm busted. The 11-year-old busted me.
I listened to audio samples of, and I played with this at B&H Photo, and it sounds really amazing. My voice is different from standard. Like I can't use the same mics as most people. So when I did radio, I used to use a Sennheiser 55, which is a drum mic, as my main mic. So the engineer would come in every shift and switch out the RE2020s just because I would over-bass RE2020s. So even really good mics I have to be careful of because I have a tendency to over-bass them.
Okay.
It's just what it happens when you're born with a Lou Ross. You'll never find another indeed. One like this. Just go on, keep searching.
Kelly,
for someone like you.
Okay, but now you have to stop so we don't have to pay royalty.
Kelly, apparently someone in the Muller is saying you should
I got
say,
it.
Help me
I got it.
On Kenobi, you're my only hope.
Here we go. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
No, it's help me, Uggy Bin Duggy.
What was the... there was the little girl that was like 3 or something, and her dad pointed the camera at her and had her explain Star Wars. She's like, Obi Kenobi and the gold guy. And then she's and she talks about it. And then she goes, watch out for Darth Vader. He'll get ya. It's the cutest thing.
Oh, the one with a 3-year-old explaining Star Wars?
Yes.
Yeah, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Love that YouTube video. That is so funny.
Also,
oh my God, she's so hilarious. Like her and then ABCDEF Cookie Monster. Those are like my two favoritest videos.
Cookie Monster.
Yeah. There's a video from Sesame Street many years ago of a little girl who is trying to sing the alphabet with Kermit, and she goes, A, B, C, D, E, F, Cookie Monster. It was pretty funny.
I hate that Darth Vader guy.
Be careful of Darth Vader. He'll get ya.
That's so funny. Oh, powered by Telestream Wirecast. Powered by
Telestream. We are indeed. All of this magic. Here is a testament to the power and simplicity of Wirecast is that Ellis, at the ripe old age of 11, is totally rocking the show right now. All the switching, all the video, all the heavy lifting of putting this out live on the interwebs.
Yeah.
On all the interwebs.
Yeah.
Ellis has it handled.
You know what would be classic? We got to get Ellis to do a show about old tech. So it's like, hi, this is Ellis. Today we're going to talk about Lycos. And I'll be like, what? There's an 11-year-old kid talking about something that died more before he was born.
Yes. This week, Ellis brings us the Palm Pilot.
Next week, he's bringing you the Pippin.
I'm laughing because I have no idea what is going on.
It's because we sort of ran away with the show. These are all things that came and went before you came on the scene, Ellis. Yeah. That's it.
I can tell.
Yeah, that's all it is. It would be like, you know, us having you do reviews of VHS movies, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, what's a VHS?
He's like, what is that? Yeah. You know the thing in the garage? Yeah.
Mueller Biker said, Ellis should do This Week in DOS.
Yeah, and then now, of course, we're on to the giving the kids the old tech.
The old tech.
Oh. Yeah, so there's they took a bunch of first and second graders and gave them rotary dial telephones. Oh. And the kids were like, I don't know what this is. What am I supposed to do with it? Because they'd never seen one before. And it's like this YouTube series of giving young kids like the previous, the much previous version of something and having them try to figure it out. So.
Yeah, without any help.
Kelly, you sounded like Doge Dog for a minute. The much previous version.
Yes, such so tech. Olden. So olden, much previous, wow.
Nice. So old and much previous, wow.
Yeah. There's a show title for you. Oh my God, Lego! Somebody brought up Lego Star Wars. You'll need a tray. So somebody took. Somebody took some of the
electric
some of the funny stuff.
Yeah, that. Banana bush.
Somebody did the took and animated some Eddie Izzard bits where he talks about stuff in Star Wars, and he talks about do you ever think about how the Death Star would have had to have had a canteen, and then he talks about, which for Americans, a cafeteria, and then he talks about how Darth Vader would have gone down to visit the canteen and how he stands there and he's, you know, this is not a game of who are you. And,
his
you
know. Outfit.
Yeah. Who are you? Yeah. I'm your boss. You're Jeff. I'm your boss. You're Jeff. No, I'm the boss of this whole thing. Well, you'll need a tray. And this one's wet, and this one's wet. It's so funny. So this guy has a whole channel that I'm sure somebody's about to paste a link to in the chat room any moment. This guy has an entire channel where he has animated some of the funnier stuff that Eddie Izzard has discussed. And it's very, very funny. One of my favorites is the difference between American movies and British movies, and how British movies are all like people walking into a room and going, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to disturb you while you were organizing your matchstick collection, and then leaves, and how American movies are all somebody runs into the room and then the room explodes, you know. And it's very funny.
That's,
and then
Hollywood,
the whole thing
you.
Is animated in Lego.
That's Hollywood for you.
And that doesn't sound jaded at all. Oh goodness, cake or death. Now we've gone off on an Eddie Izzard tangent in the chat room.
Oops, someone's joined the chat room. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Are you Jeff Vader? I love that one. Cake or death.
Also, death. We're going to need a subject to talk about. Uber. Beeham loves Uber. All cars are in use. They haven't came to us for ages.
Yeah. Well, ever.
From
what I understand. Like, every time, at least the last I heard, was every time your dad launches the app to try it out, there's no love.
No love. No. No love.
That's a disappointment.
Yeah.
Oh, I like in the way, in Sniper School, the way you say it is no joy.
Okay. No joy either. The thing that's interesting to me about Uber is that they sort of got banished here, and they were like, yeah, we'll leave. And so then they did leave, and they came back, and they want to, like, go through all of the permitting process and do everything properly. And I think what's interesting, at least here, is that a lot of the cab companies and stuff have made deals and sort of have this sanctioned monopoly on paid transportation. So if you're a cab service or you're a town car service, like, you're in and you're good, but anybody else that wants to show up and try and do the same thing, like, oh, you don't have the permits and you don't have all these things, and the city kind of isn't interested in expanding any of that. So I'm very interested to see how this is going to play out in Portland, primarily because, as a company, Uber has made some questionable corporate decisions. And that's a big deal in Portland. Like, if you're not nice, like, we've chased Walmart out of location after location while they were going through the forced overtime lawsuits and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not sure how it's going to go for them here. And, you know, it's not like I don't want an alternative, because, you know, the cabs sometimes aren't the greatest, and, you know, and we do have a pretty good transit system. So it's like, it's not like if you can't get a cab, you're completely stranded. But I don't know how well they're going to be received here, just as a general service. But I know in a lot of places where people take cabs regularly all the time, it's, you know, people are like, well, yeah, cabs suck, but I'm not sure that this is necessarily the only alternative. So I am interested to see how this goes. Now, Ellis, have you, do you know anybody who's done the Uber stuff there in Birmingham?
No, not really. But like you said, cabs are absolutely horrible, but they've got that little seat that goes on the front, and it's, yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, hey, here's something from Campion. Can anyone recommend a good iPad keyboard? So, well, the first thing I want to know is which iPad, in case you want it to be 100% compatible.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, because if you have an Air, that's going to be different than the Air 2 and the Mini and the whatever. For the iPad 3, I have a Logitech something. Let me see if I can reach it. And I really like it, and I like it because you can snap it on or take it off. Let's see if it's still in my iPad sleeve here.
He says an Air 2 or a Mini.
Air 2 or Mini. Okay, so
he said he has both.
Then in that case, your best option most likely is going to be, like, you can use the Apple Wireless keyboard, obviously. If that's not super portable, then you may want to consider a folding Bluetooth keyboard. I have one from iWorks that, unfortunately, I can't reach from right here. It's in the other room because I leave it in the bottom of my purse because it's not a very big device. It's probably the size of a 6 Plus. a bit thicker, like folded in half. And as long as you can get used to the gap in the middle, and it honestly didn't take me very long, that's a really easy way to get a super convenient iPad keyboard that you can hook to whatever you want to hook it to. It's a reasonable size. It's like $40 in the US on the Amazon store. I think I paid $39 for mine. You can get a bunch of different colors if you're interested in a different color. And the nice thing about that one is, like, there's been times when I've only had room to do my, to pull out my iPhone and type, and I'm still able to do that. Or if I can pull out my full on iPad and type, then I can do that too. So, no, I meant purse. I have a purse where my wallet and my keys and my lip gloss and my hand sanitizer and all that stuff lives. And, I have, like, the nerdiest purse ever, because also along with all that stuff, I have a Leatherman and a 16 gig flash drive and an 8 gig Windows formatted flash drive and an iPad charger and a 6-inch lightning cable and a battery pack. Yeah, I have a really nerdy purse.
Jeez, so. women's handbags are outrageous.
Well, I have room for all of it, and my purse isn't that big. The only reason I have one, I'm never going to get one bigger than the one I have. And the reason I have the one I have is because I can drop my iPad in it, no problem. That's it. So,
I'm not Jeff Gamet, mullet biker, and I believe that's...
We can just stop there. But the...
Yeah.
There are foldable Bluetooth keyboards that are awesome. And they're really reliable. Like, I've put mine through the ringer. I've used it at a couple of conferences, like, all day long. To be able to do stuff. The charge lasts a really long time. It works really well. So mine is from, I think Andy Anatko recommended it here a while ago, which is why I picked it up, because he approved of it. And it's iWerkz, I-W-E-R-K-Z. So, yeah, and then I'm not going to carry a clutch. I've been known to carry a clutch. I can do so when the occasion calls for it, but most of the time I just have my purse.
I think this turned from the Doc Kelly and Ellis show to the Kelly show on handbags.
Well, somebody asked a question that I actually have an answer to. So, Doc, do you have a go-to keyboard that you carry around for your stuff, or do you just type on the glass?
Logitech K760. It's a Bluetooth, solar powered, never needs batteries. I got it for Christmas like 3 years ago. It's still rolling. Never needs a charge, has no place to put batteries. Best keyboard ever. And it runs three devices.
Does it?
At the same time?
Also, they've stopped with their questions as well. They've stopped with their questions.
Well, we did just get that one, and now we're all deciding what you're supposed to call the bag you carry around. So,
yeah.
No, the bigger question is it blue, black, or gold?
What?
Blue, black, the or bag. Gold. I go gold.
Blue and black, or white and gold? Yeah.
White and gold.
Mine actually, I'm totally not helping. Mine is black and gold.
Dang, funny.
Mr. Batwench wants to know if anyone has any tips to sort out Apple customer support for sending his phone in for repair. What is the issue that he's having with repair that's prompting him to need to send in his phone? Let's start with that. Maybe that'll help. So, and while we wait for that, llamas are colorblind. Nice. Ellis, what is your favorite game on your iPad?
Don't know, really. I don't really play many games. I just watch YouTube, really. But when I run out of Wi-Fi, that's when I play games and that.
You end up resorting to it. That's interesting. So do you watch a lot of television, or is it just, like, all YouTube?
I can watch TV. I just like watching YouTube, because you get it. YouTube is technically like a TV where people can post what they like instead of having people make specific films for people mm-hmm. that have to watch, whereas you can just go on YouTube, search it, and you can watch whatever you want.
Okay.
So it's basically...
Oh my god!
Oh, what's happening?
I have been looking for this
Doc,
for a long time.
Are you okay?
Sorry, something I've been looking for a long time. I just found it. I'll tell you about it when you're done. Go ahead. I just had a Kelly moment.
Yeah, that's why I was confused. Noise. Like,
yeah.
I heard the noise I make, but I didn't make it.
Has Ellis tried YouTube Kids yet? What is that?
So that'd be a no, is what I'm hearing.
No.
Maybe.
Okay, so way back up in the chat, a long time ago, I'm going to say it was Motorbiker, but I could be wrong. Somebody mentioned a comment about Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yep.
Right? One of my favorite movies, one of my favorite Guy Ritchie movies. In fact, when I was in college, I made my own rendition of that in Japan as a class project because it was Wind Rider. Sorry, Wind Rider. Because I went to an international school in Japan, and so we had to make a student film to kind of culminate what we learned going to school with all these people from all over the planet. So one of my buddies was from Germany. He was another film buff. So we got together, we created a similar heist movie using all the different students from all the different countries, and it was pretty hilarious little Venn dig. Anyway, one of the things that I discovered when I was there, which I never saw in the United States, was there's Lock, Stock, the TV series. So there's actually six smaller, like, lesser-known films that are just as good, and each one is roughly like an hour, hour and a half long. But they're hilarious, like really, really hilarious, almost as good as the Guy Ritchie stuff, but people made them to pay homage to the Guy Ritchie stuff, right? And each one has a different name. Anyway, so I've been looking for this for a long time, and when he brought it up, I says, well, now the internet's grown bigger and better. It has to be an easier way to find it. And sure as grits as groceries, I can order it from Amazon UK, which I never knew you could do before, and it's only $11. But it's Lock, Stock, the TV series, complete TV series. So I'm pretty stoked about that. Thank you, Wind Rider.
Thank you. Yeah.
So, well, awesome.
The only problem about DVDs is they come stupid coated with that zone crap. So, yeah, I need to find digital copies of this.
Well, there is a... you can, what's the word I'm looking for? You can, like, reset your region a certain number of times within your DVD player, usually.
Mm. Mm.
So, that's a thing that maybe you can try, like, do it and then rip them and then switch it back, and then you'd have a digital copy. Yep. That would work.
Man, somebody has have to have already re-ripped these things. Anyway, this is cool. I am very excited.
What?
Nice. Man, what happened to Yoan? Did he just disappear forever?
No, he seriously wandered off in the other room to watch the live stream.
Are you gonna run the whole network?
He went out. He's watching you, Doc. He's watching you.
Oh, God. I'm scared. Big Brother is watching you.
They haven't sent in their questions for a long time.
That bad ones. Good call.
So what would be another good question?
Well, we can wait for these people these guys to send us in a question, or we can make up one of our own.
Well, do you have one?
Me? Not really.
You can make one up. It doesn't have to be something you need the answer to.
So, Kel, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What was your reaction when you got the news about Leonard Nimoy?
I was very sad.
Me too.
It's very disappointing to me because it's very end of an era, because he was like the other big one on Star Trek.
Yeah, well, you know what's crazy is, for me, I'm going to go on the record and say I'm a grown-ass man, and celebrities die all the time. But only a handful of them actually choked me up to the point where I was wanting to cry. And then there's one of them, because I think all of this nerdery came from watching Star Trek as a kid. And like I was telling my friend earlier today, when we were in the backyard and we were getting ready to reenact what we saw on TV, I was never the kid that wanted to be Kirk. Like, I always wanted to be Spock, because I knew I'd be smarter than the rest. Like, that's my thing, you know? And
yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, it was kind of just crazy news. Yeah. I mean, dude was 83. He did what he had to do. But
yeah.
I also find it trippy that he had been going on for the last, you know, couple of years about trying to get people to stop smoking. Because he goes, when you try to stop after you've already got the lung damage, it's too late.
Yeah.
The other thing that a lot of people didn't talk about, which was one of my favorite shows as a kid, was In Search Of. I mean, I learned about telekinesis.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
And
yeah.
That remote viewing, Condor, Marks in the Ground, like, you know, all kind of, Galaxy Quest too. You know, I learned all kind of stuff from watching In Search Of that helped me to being a curious little tyke.
I totally forgot about that show. That was a great show.
Right? I was like Ellis's age, sneaking down to the basement at night to watch In Search Of. And my grandpa would bust me, but he wouldn't say nothing. And, you know, I got busted by my mom a couple of times. But, you know, that was, like, the awesomest show.
I totally forgot about him being on that. That was good.
A person in the lobby asked, what is your favorite app on your phone?
Oh, my gosh. My favorite?
Yeah. I've already answered mine in the
At the moment, it's Disney Tsum Tsum.
That one.
The one I use the most is probably texting. Text or Twitter. And I use Twitterific for that.
Yep. Pretty much.
So those would be the two. That's what I use the most. Like, it's all communication, none of it's phone.
My favorite app on my phone is Air Display. And that's only because, maybe not today, but beginning next week, the next version is going to come out. And maybe it is today. I got to double check. What Air Display does is it allows you to use your iPhone and your iPad as a second screen, but
and it's amazing.
Update Air Display 4, it allows you to, if you're using Photoshop on a computer, your finger is a pressure sensitive tablet to the, so you can paint on the screen of your computer from your iPad using Air Display 4, which may have dropped today or it might drop Monday. I totally forgot what Dave told me, and he's probably going to kill me.
But it is coming. It is a thing. It is it's happening, and it's awesome. Because Dave's awesome, so of course it's great. That's definitely a good one.
I came up with a question. Who is your favorite celebrity?
What's your favorite app?
No, who's your favorite celebrity?
What?
Yep.
You in ranking? I'm sorry, Genghis, Air Display 3. I'm stupid. I don't know why I said 4.
Yeah, because you're excited fingers. About something else that comes out that's version 4 probably, but yeah, it is and it is out right as of today.
Yeah.
Air Display 3, and it's awesome because it's Air Display, and we know the guys that build it, and they're amazing. They make great stuff.
My homie, my drinking buddy, I surfed him back, and now I don't get to drink with him. Bummer.
I get to drink with him regularly. Ha 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 ha.
I know, because you guys are freaking Portlandians.
Because we're all here, yeah.
But Winchester, what would your ideal gadget be?
Okay, what about yours?
Me?
She's asking you.
Well, it'd probably be like a phone that had its own Wi-Fi system, even though that's 3G, but it was like, instead of just giving you 1, 2, or 3 bars, it'd give you the full 5 bars. And it would probably have a proper full built-in GPS of the world.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I think I would like a laptop that had a cell capability.
Cell capability? What do you mean by that one?
Yeah, like mobile towers, you know, like 3G and 4G, to have it built into the laptop instead of having it have to be accessed separately.
Yeah.
I would like if I had that sort of data plan, you know, like you have for your iPad or for your iPhone. If I could have that kind of data plan built into my computer without having to have extra stuff built in, that would be my my ideal gadget. If I could make one up, that's what it would be.
And Doc,
how about you?
Yeah.
You know, I've always said this. I would like on the same sort of speak of what you guys are talking about, I would like the radios in my mobile devices or my laptops or whatever is to be able to bounce one single really fast system based off of proximity, because there's so many of them now, right? If each one was adding to the strength of the connection, and we have the same speed at all times.
Okay. Network?
That would allow for greater communication. I mean, it's kind of like an old star network, if you guys remember those.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You know, and or token ring, or a token ring.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, like one net to rule the world. You know, like, because already you can use your Mac as an in-out receiver, like plug a cable in and let it send out Wi-Fi.
Your audio's
but
going.
If all the Wi-Fi's bounced off each other and just made a generally faster network, so computers could sort of act the way we're supposed to act, and the majority of us do. I would say a good 90% of the population make the rest of the population better by being normal. And then there's the CEOs of AT&T, T-Mobile, Sprint, and Verizon. They don't count.
I don't know. I think T-Mobile's kind of on the edge. I would take them off the list. Yeah, John gets a pass.
John gets a pass. He's the coolest cat in tech right now.
But the real question is, shall we carry on with this podcast? Do it like next Friday and that. So Fridays.
Dude, anything for you, Mr. Rankin Jr.
Of course. If you want to do it, all you got to do is ask.
Yeah. We're gonna change his name to Junior Rankin. Junior Rankin! Chubba!
Chubba!
You're dark, sir. Wait, we need to come up with a nickname for Kelly.
You say the name of the podcast should be Ellis, a Lady, and a Geezer.
Yeah.
So now Ellis is probably when we want to start in with the UK too. So, of course, I can't see the stream, so I can't tell if you switched it over to the UK 2 advert or not. So,
yeah, I haven't changed the screen in ages, so
that's okay. It's three up is fine. I mean, all of us are talking, so
the Ellis. Oh, we got a new name. It's either the Junior Show, the Ellis and Guest Show, or the Kelly Communications.
No, I think that's just.
Oh wait, what?
That's just somebody offering that my title should be communications officer.
Yep. Communications officer. That's what we got to call her now, Doc.
Yeah, I prefer boss, but, you know, whatever. Yeah, Ellis hasn't been around for how I like to tell people life is better if you just do what I say.
Life is better if you do what I say.
I'm sure he hears that from his mom.
That's like, yeah, I do. That's actually like a teacher saying, you'll get better grades if you do what I say.
That's true. So, Ellis, let's rock
that witch.
How much do you have?
Dude in the dummy show.
Girlfriend, don't make me pull this podcast over.
We're almost actually up to an hour.
Yeah, so that's why we should do the ad.
Oh, yeah, the ad. Forgot about that one. If you like this podcast, it was powered by Telestream, Wireless Cast. Yeah.
We love Telestream because Telestream has freely given the software in order for us to be able to do the show like this. And not only do they make Wirecast, but they also make another really awesome bit of software called ScreenFlow. And with ScreenFlow, you can make screencasts of both your macOS and iOS devices. All of those things are awesome, and that's why we love them. So if you're in the market, Telestream Wirecast is totally the way to go.
Yeah. Free Wi-Fi, free podcasts.
Now then.
What? Don't tell your dad to come. You can handle it. Just
no, you got this. Oh, yeah, all we have to do now is the UK2 piece.
And then the bash piece again.
Yeah, UK2 and the bash, and we're good.
We've already done the bash. I've done that one. UK, is it?
UK2.net. So we'll talk a little bit about the bash while you look for the image. The bash is going to be the 4th of July. There's a curry the night before where you can hang out with everybody on the 3rd. There is a hotel across the road doing two nights for 57 pounds, 58 pounds, something like that. Anyway, still pretty awesome deal. I still really, really, really want to go. Like, I'm considering launching a Kickstarter campaign just to send my butt to England and get to hang out with all of you guys in person, since Macworld's not going to be it this year. So the other thing about the bash is that once you buy your ticket, that's all you need. All the beverage is paid for. It rents the hall. All that. And for under 16, that's all no dollars. Those people, those guys don't even need tickets. So Ellis gets in for naught, which is pretty awesome. And it's family friendly. You can bring the youngins if you have young people that you are responsible for. You can bring them to the bash. It'll be a good time. It's £20. And like I said, under 16 is free. And the British Tech Bash is always a great time. So you should, if you get the opportunity, you should totally check it out.
Yeah. That awkward silence.
Well, I was waiting to see if it was going to flip to UK2 or not, because UK2 is the other one we need to talk about, because UK2 is amazing.
It's gone. I can't find it. Is it this one? Is it this
one? What does it look like?
That one.
Because immediately I'm doing tech support now. So let's say yes. UK2.net, we love them. And you can get deals by going to the sponsors page at British Tech Network's website and click through to the sponsors. And once you do that, you will get the opportunity to give us a little credit for how you heard about UK2. We hear from a lot of people when they sign up for things at UK2 that there are, that, yeah, we heard about it from you guys and we went and totally signed up. But if you go through the sponsors page, then UK2 actually gets that information too. So you want to make sure that you let them know that, because we want to make sure that they know that we're giving them as much love and support as we can. So not only this one, as amazing as it is, all the rest of the shows from UK2 or from British Tech Network, all sponsored by UK2.net. The thing we love about them is that because of their sponsorship, all of the episodes are available. So if you want to go back to the very, very beginning of the British Tech Network, you can go back and watch those episodes. And if you want to hear the first time I was on, or the first time Doc was on, or the first time Ellis was on, you can find all of those episodes on UK2.net. They are amazing.
They're providing our streaming for the future, Kelly.
Yes, they are. And the reason that's amazing is because anybody who's tried to join the show live and had a hard time with a stream freezing or falling over or not working the way it should, all of a sudden there's no audio, all of that's going to get fixed. And that's awesome. And that's all thanks to UK2. So please support them, because they support us.
Yeah. That's the way it works around here. They support us, we support them. Oh, no. We tell you to support them and they support us.
No, it's both. Like, we support them because we're giving them a shout out right here on the show.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're telling people to support them as well.
Yeah. Because they're great. We know they're great. They think we're great.
They provide us with streaming, so.
Yeah. It's going to be, and I can't wait to see the new streaming solution. It's going to be great. There's talk of all the kinds of awesome that are going to be in it, and I guarantee you there's a minimum of like 6 kinds of awesome in the new streaming solution. It's going to be great.
Oh no, electric banana won't know that off the chat room.
I have no idea what happened just there, but it was awesome. So I think now we need to do the cool thing. So Ellis, what's a cool thing right now from you?
Cool thing.
And it doesn't have to be tech. It can be like, you know, I got this new pair of pants and they're fantastic. Like, whatever. That never happens, but I just thought it would be funny.
I'm gonna think. Doc, you go first.
All right, cool. I got this little contraption. This is known as a shoulder pod. And what it do is it allows you to take your iPhone large. Let me expand it just a second. You take your iPhone large and you throw it in here. Come on, screw open. Oh, I know why I have my case on there. Anyway, once you put your iPhone in there, it looks something like this. But now you got a nice steady grip, and if you put in the "Hey dummy, don't drop your phone" while you're filming in the old Grand Canyon, you got a really, really stable grip for shooting video on your phone. And that's what it looks like. It's really cool. There's not a lot of good ones out there for the iPhone 6 Plus. They all become like super shaky or very unstable. This one is nice. And the other cool part is the ending here is a little lead weight. Ooh, almost dropped it on my plate, which would have cooked it. But
don't drop your phone, dummy.
Pretty solid weight. And so what that does is one, it blocks the quarter 20 thread for putting on a regular tripod, but it allows you a little bit of ballast. So when you are videotaping, you know, your phone doesn't shake to all the bejesus.
Very nice.
There you go. Yes, it's universal. And iPhone is one word, you Androidian.
Very cool.
Yes, it's universal, which is another reason why I bought it, because I can use it for anything. You basically adjust the phone width by screwing this guy up and down. And, you know, it provides like a little springy clamp action. It's radical. It's made by a company called Shoulder Pod. No, that's not right. Hold on. Holdor! You guys make like I'm a professional. I'm supposed to have this already written down.
No, I just thought you might know where you got it. That's all.
Anyway, I picked it up on Amazon for $40. Actually, it does come. The name of the company is Shoulder Pod. Hello. I thought it might have a different company name.
But no, Shoulder Pod, all right.
Shoulder Pod. This is the Shoulder Pod S1, which is the one designed for larger phones. So it's a tripod mount, filmmaker grip, and a travel stand in one. Very worth the $40.
Nice.
Kelly?
So I'm going to pick, I don't think I picked this already, so I'm going to pick it now. And it is called the Mountie. It's a super cute little dealy majig like this. And the thing that's cool about it, in my estimation, is that it allows you to put your smaller device on the side of your larger device. So if you have an iMac or a MacBook Pro, one of the two, you can use this. And then what you do is, like, if you're looking at your screen and the back of my hand is the back of my computer, then you undo the little buckle and you take this and you clip it to the side of your screen, which is really cool. And then you take the other side over here and you put in your phone or what have you, and then you buckle that buckle, and mine won't work because I put my case back on my phone. And then it holds it there, and you can hold it either way. You can hold your iPad. I used my iPad Air and clamped it on the side of my screen. That worked really well. I like having my phone there. One of the killer uses I found for it is to be able to clip my phone to the side of my computer. And a lot of times if I'm using my laptop, I'll have it in my lap sitting on the couch or at the counter or something, you know, around. And then I can put my phone in the other side. And then when I'm charging it, I don't have to worry about, like, I pick up my computer and my phone falls off the couch or whatever. All that stuff is sorted. It's really great. So I love this. And it's also not super expensive. I have a green one. It also comes in blue, and all that really changes is this bit right here. And you may be saying, but Kelly, I don't have an iPad Air and I don't have a 5S. Like, I have something else. And it doesn't matter. You can totally use it, because there's these little pads that pop out of the sides, and you can adjust the rubber pad and put in a different one in order to adjust it to be the size of the one that you, the size of the device that you want. In the US, in dollars anyway, it is $24.95. And the thing that I really like about it is how it's thoughtfully designed for an iMac or a MacBook Pro, and you can adjust the pads out accordingly. I also clipped my Nexus 7 to the side of my laptop. Totally worked. So if you have an iPad mini, that's another good way to do this. And the thing I like about it is, like I said, I was using it to help charge my phone, but I also used it as a secondary display, like if you have Air Display 3, which came out today, which Doc was mentioning earlier, is something pretty awesome. You can use this to clip your iPad or your iPhone to the side of your screen and air display the second screen of stuff over right there, all in one place. It's super, super awesome. I think it's unbelievably handy. It travels really well. It's solid and it's secure, but it doesn't feel like it's going to give my computer screen or my device screen any sort of difficulty. Like, it's not hard on them. I really, really like it. So that's the Mountie from 10-1 Design. That's my cool thing.
Okay, I'm looking around, and I don't really have anything cool, so I'm just going to hold up this.
It's and thanks to Batwench, who dropped the Amazon UK link for the Mountie in there. Thanks a lot. And if you get a chance, like I mean, it came from 10-1 Design, so it's really thoughtfully designed. It looks really great. Works really well. I've never had a bad experience with a single product from 10-1, so I'm wholeheartedly recommending it.
Yeah. Whose phone was that?
That was Paul Wheatley sending me something.
So it's Doc who's on who didn't turn on the Do Not Disturb.
Yep.
So, what you got, Ellis?
Me, I just showed up a pen. I don't really have anything.
Well, it doesn't have to be tech. If you have something cool, like there's a new show or you've got a YouTube channel you want to make sure everybody checks out, that counts.
I'm thinking of starting a YouTube channel. Like, I don't know whether to go ahead with it, so... If people will say yes to it, then I'll go for it. But if they say no and like nobody like subscribe and that,
Well, do it. And then if people don't like it, or you know, or maybe you need to change something that you're doing, you can do that. But you don't know unless you start it. So go start it.
I will.
Right now. That's awesome. Okay.
Dang it, Kelly, I gotta buy two Mounties. I wanna stick the iPhone on one side and the iPad on the other.
Oh no, what a tragedy. I cost Doc money. That's not a switch, because usually Doc's like, I love this thing and I just got it and it's $2,000. So
shut up.
So it doesn't ever cost me money. I'm like, yeah, I'm never getting one of those. So Ellis, what's your YouTube channel gonna be?
I don't know yet. I haven't made it. Electric Banana said I'd watch it. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll watch it.
I just am curious what it's going to be about.
Oh, and also Twitch. I have a Twitch account.
About an hour long.
So it's more like Black Ops 2 and stuff.
Aha, Doc. Okay. Awesome. Well, when you figure out what you want to talk about, do it. And we'll check it out. Make sure that you market it. Get your dad to pick your YouTube channel as the cool thing once it's finally up there.
Yeah, I want like a proper good name. I don't want one of those ones like like a good name with maybe a good background picture, profile picture, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, and you know that already. Do you have any idea how far ahead of most people's YouTube channel that already puts you just by like, when I put up my YouTube channel, I don't want it to look stupid.
I was going to say the same thing, Kelly. Yeah. That is above and beyond the game. And the cool part about it is, I think you probably know a photographer guy.
Yeah, I think you've got some resources there that a lot of people don't have access to, kiddo.
You might be a byproduct of his drunkenness. you is going to kill me now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing,
Ewan won't be on the show next week. He's on a plane to Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Hey, no check-in. Okay. It's Ewan and a can of whoop-ass.
Bevy is owned by Liverpoolian, one of my good friends, Christian, who just sit around and argue football all day and drink all of his whiskey.
That's who that is. I kept seeing it on Instagram going, okay, what's the new place that Doc's at all the time, drinking all the time?
Bevy. Yeah. He's a real cool cat because he's into like old school bartender style, you know, so you can make anything.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
Doc's
has
really
like
cool
recipes,
cat.
Makes all his own tinctures and concoctions, and it's
nice.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Also, I already do have a Twitch account.
That's awesome. But Twitch is just games, right? Like, that's not you talking or anything, right?
It's like that.
Okay. Well, when you figure out what you want your channel to be, put some stuff up there. And you don't have to know right away. Like, maybe you'll do one, you know, maybe you'll do a bunch of different ones and there'll be one that people really like. And then you can go, hey, I should talk more about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like vlogs and stuff.
Yeah. That'll be awesome. Like, if you go somewhere, you know, you can talk about, like, what... Was it fun? Was it lame?
Yeah, like, if I go on holiday, then I can vlog it and stuff.
Yeah. Let's see, that would be awesome.
That's cool, man. I like
Do it.
I should.
Do actually. It now.
Do it, we're in. You already have, like, 4 viewers already, and you haven't even put anything up yet.
Really?
If you make a Patreon, I'll make sure that everybody in the chat sends you $5, or I'll beat them up.
Well, because Electric Banana said they would watch. And I said I would watch, and Doc said he would watch. So there's 3, and I thought another person had said so too. So that's 4 people. You have 4 viewers, and you don't even have any content yet. So yeah, you should get on the stick, dude.
Yeah. Hold on.
Hold on.
I was catching up on Grimm lately, and I kept thinking, like, I should go out and film all those actual locations and show people what they are.
No.
I put my
at the picture of that motherfucker just sent. Oh my god, that's so awesome.
I put my Twitch I put my Twitch down in the description below in
cool.
In the lobby.
Oh no.
I don't know what.
I should know better than to click on a link from Mullerbiker, and I totally clicked on it.
Oh my goodness, that is so classic. I love it. I'm gonna post this on my friends.
Oh my god, it is. It's you.
Oh goodness.
Wow. Yeah, that's some book face fodder right there.
We've actually been recording for an hour and a quarter.
Yeah, I think we're good. Now we just have to, the next bit, Ellis, we go around and you say, where can we find you? So apparently we can find you on Twitch.
Kill my dad. Oh. Sorry, dad's trying to kill me. Ow.
So, Ellis, where can we find you? Here in the studio.
Well, yeah, here in the studio.
Getting up to shenanigans, right?
Sorry, dad's trying to tell me something.
Doc, turn off your phone.
That's not my phone. That's my email, man. I got work to do.
Turn off your email. Okay, so then tell us where we can find you, and we'll wrap up the show. Back to work. Doc, where can we find you?
Oh, I can be found on the internets at DOCROCK, just about everywhere, and then on MacUser.pro, and for the next week and a half in Okinawa.
Alrighty.
I can be found at the British Tech Network on Dad and the Dude, and we're thinking of posting this one. I can also be found on my Twitch and YouTube.
Very cool.
Kelly?
You can find me on Twitter and app.net as Verso. You can also find me hosting The After Show, a podcast I do with Mike Rose at aftershowpodcast.com. I occasionally write things at, well, I mostly write things at Mac Observer. I occasionally write things at MacUser.pro, and you can find me elsewhere on the British Tech Network.
So this has been my first show with Kelly and Doc, and well, we hope that we will carry on this series, and we wish you very well. Goodbye. Yeah,
so bye. Now, Ellis, are we done recording?
Hold on. We haven't finished recording.
Press the button.
Press the button.